Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, coming to you with your weekly insurance news wrap covering major insurance industry updates in Australia. Firstly, an update coming from Brisbane. Auto and General Insurance has been reprimanded by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, following its mishandling of a storm damage claim from February 2022. In a recent decision, the insurer has been mandated to compensate the homeowner $2,000 and offer an apology. It all stemmed from false claims of pre-existing damage, leading to policy cancellation. The homeowner, armed with evidence of regular maintenance and storm-related damages, argued against the inflated claims, and the AFCA ruled in their favor. The authority has called for procedural improvements and independent assessments to prevent similar disputes in future. Switching gears to a recent travel insurance dispute, this case shed light on the importance of understanding the ins and outs of pre-existing condition clauses in policies. This was underscored when an Australian man's claim was rejected after he had to cut his U.S. vacation short due to his terminally ill sister-in-law. The FCA stood by insurer AWP Australia, stating the policy did not cover relatives' pre-existing conditions. This case has been a powerful reminder for all travelers to thoroughly understand their policy exclusions. Next, we tune into the small town of Halls Gap, Victoria. Currently facing an insurability crisis in the wake of recent bushfires, the town was visited by coalition leader Peter Dutton. The Insurance Council of Australia has tallied 134 claims, mostly involving business interruption from the Grampians fires. During a community meeting, residents expressed anxiety over insurance coverage and the escalating cost thereof, while Dutton underscored the pressing need for solutions as local businesses face potential closures due to lack of insurance. Responses from the Insurance Affordability Task Force are eagerly awaited. Finally, a rather grim update from New South Wales and the Australian Capital Territory: an estimated 11,000 claims have been logged in the aftermath of severe electrical storms. The majority hails from NSW involving home damages. We're seeing collective efforts from the NSW government alongside insurance provider Suncorp and other compassionate forces, providing grants for uninsured low-income residents and funds for critical home repairs, as recovery for these communities persevere. Thus concludes your weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, encouraging all Australians to stay well informed about their insurance policies. For more information, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe, and until next week.